Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is a journey into
the English language.
A journey into
the DNA of the English language.
Really?
The DNA of the English language. Now that's a really quite a strong claim.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Who are you?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
You know who I'm talking to.
I'm a school teacher. I teach English composition.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Hello there, welcome to another edition of Luke's English Podcast. Now, this is a very long-awaited edition. I've been getting messages for months and months about this episode, and finally it's here. That's right, you're going to listen to the special guide to swearing in English. Well, in British English, to be specific. So, in this episode, we're going to look at all of the swear words in British English, exactly how rude they are, exactly what they mean, and exactly how you should use them. Not that you should. You shouldn't use them, of course, because swearing in 99% of cases is completely inappropriate. Sometimes it's appropriate, but most of the time it's not. So I recommend that you do not use any of the swear words that I teach you in this episode, unless the situation really demands it. So I'm here with my brother again, James.
Hi there.
And so we're going to deal with the whole subject of swearing in English or in British English in this episode.
And now, we are going to swear.
Yes.
We are properly going to swear.
I'm going to come on to that in a moment, but we will be doing a lot of very explicit swearing in this episode.
It's going to be X-rated.
It's going to be completely X-rated. That's right, it's the X-rated edition. I'll give you a fuller warning later on. But before I do that, I just would like to make a couple of announcements. First of all, thank you very much for any of you who voted for me in the Macmillan Dictionary Love English Awards. I'm nominated in the Best Blog category. Not that this is actually a blog. It's a podcast. It's not really a blog.
Doesn't really. We'll take it if they. Well, Luke will.
Is
there an award ceremony?
I'm not that I'm aware of.
A bit like the Golden Globes, something like that.
That would be good.
Yeah,
that would be cool. A Golden Globes for like teaching English.
Via the internet.
It would be boring.
Via the medium of the internet.
I don't think they'd get Ricky Gervais to come and present it, unfortunately.
Shame.
But I don't know if there's going to be some glamorous kind of awards ceremony with a red carpet. And you and me can walk up the red carpet together.
I'd be like, oh my God, isn't that Luke from Luke's English Podcast? And all the paparazzi will be snapping away, and he'll probably have a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
And he'll have some fit bird on his arm. That's a bit of slang. We'll talk about that later.
But a fit bird, that's a sexually attractive lady.
But that is a little bit, I don't know, what was you say? Sexist.
Slightly sexist to call a woman a bird.
Yeah, but I was just in character as.
It was just messing around talking about this fictional awards ceremony for English teaching on the internet.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen.
It's not. But hopefully I will win.
Moving on.
Hopefully I will win the award. So thank you very much if you have voted for me. I think at this point I'm on about 400 votes. The voting closes on the 30th of January, so I really, really want to get up to at least 1,000 in order to beat some of my competitors.
Have you checked if you can vote twice?
You can vote twice, but you can only vote once from one IP address.
So basically what we're saying is vote once at home, vote once at work, get your mates to vote at work on different computers, then phone your nan, that's your grandma, get her to vote if she's internet savvy. She isn't, well,
just go around to her house.
Teach her how to use the internet and then get her to vote.
What you should do is go around to your grandmother's house, convince her, persuade her to get the internet. She'll buy a computer. It'll cost her a lot of money. She probably can't afford it. She should be spending that money on heating and food and things. But never mind that. Just get her to buy a computer. get her to subscribe to the internet, and then log on to the Macmillan website and vote for me. It's worth it just for one vote, one extra vote.
What do Macmillan do?
They publish dictionaries.
Right.
They're a very, very highly respected publisher of dictionaries.
Pretty hip.
It's basically
cool.
Oxford, Cambridge, Longman and Macmillan. They're the...
So they're number four in a sort of category of four.
I suppose so, yeah.
They're the fourth best dictionary makers in the world, possibly.
Yeah, they are. Best dictionary makers in the world. And I've got the opportunity to win a very prestigious award for best blog on the internet. So please do vote for me. You can find a link on the
webpage. And you're going to give away the prize, right?
Yeah,
if you win, you're going to give it away.
If I win, I receive a dictionary, a lovely new dictionary from Macmillan. And if I win it, I will offer that to one of my listeners in
my
own competition.
Quite big, quite expensive to post.
I don't mind. I'm willing to make that sacrifice. It could cost me £20 to send it to somewhere. Jesus. I'm just, you know, that's what I'm willing to do because, you know, that's how much I appreciate all my listeners. Yeah. You feeling alright? Not feeling too sick?
No, that was nauseating.
Okay, so I'd like to make a special announcement to one of my listeners called Yaroslav. I'm pretty sure that's how I pronounce your name. Yaroslav.
He's Polish, isn't he?
He's from Poland.
Nice one, mate. What's he done?
Well,
he's given you some money?
No, not yet. I got an email from him today, which I should mention. He hasn't sent me any money, not yet. But
he's big up the Polish massive.
Yeah, that's right. You went to Poland recently.
I've been there a few times. Been there many times. I've got friends over there. I'm a big fucking. Well,
you just swear. We haven't started swearing yet. You fucking idiot.
I'm a big thing in Poland. I'm a big deal. Do you know who I am?
You're famous in Poland.
No, I'm not famous. I go over there and DJ with a friend of mine in a town called Toruń.
Okay.
Which is near Bydgoszcz.
All right.
And it's cool, nice place, nice people. They like a drink.
They do, don't they? What? Vodka, beer?
Anything they can get their hands on, really.
Any booze?
Yeah, I like it. It's a warm welcome, always. And good fun, good times.
Well, Yaroslav from Poland, I'm making a special announcement to him because he's the one who originally nominated me for the award. On the Macmillan website.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he actually messaged me on Facebook to let me know that I'd been nominated in this award, and that's now why I'm completely obsessed with getting votes. So thank you very much, Yarrow, for your support and for your message, and I really appreciate that. Yaroslav. I'm trying to find your second name, Yaroslav, but I can't find it. But hello to you and to your friends and family who I believe listen to this podcast as well. So thanks very much for nominating me for that award. So please do vote. You'll find a link on the webpage. Now, the swearing thing. Swearing. Now, I must warn listeners. We really want to warn listeners to the podcast that in this episode we're going to deal with swear words, rude words, offensive words and taboo words. So please, I'd like to say at the beginning of the episode, do not listen to this podcast if you are easily offended by rude language. Please don't listen to the podcast if you don't like rude words. Do not listen to this episode if you're shocked by explicit terms or explicit words. Do not listen to this if you're very sensitive about discussing taboo topics. And I was thinking, if there should be an age rating even on this episode.
18. This is a serious 18 certificate. Like, if you were going to the cinema, bang.
18.
You know, not suitable for minors or anyone who works underground.
Oh, that was a joke. Oh, I don't think we should explain that. So it's not suitable for minors. A minor in America... I want to explain it. A minor in America is someone who's underage, but also a minor is someone who works in a mine, maybe a coal mine or gold mine underground. So what James did there was...
That was a joke.
It's not suitable for minors, he meant.
Yeah, let's skip on. So basically, 18, it's X-rated.
X-rated!
And it's serious, serious rudeness, Aguan, in this episode.
Okay, so please don't listen if you get shocked. I do not want to shock anyone. I don't want to offend or upset anyone. I just want to educate people and tell you about the swear word thing. Now, this isn't very common. I never actually teach the swear words in my classes. Only sometimes, really.
That would be inappropriate. It's more, I find, it's the first thing you learn when you learn a new language. Because it's kind of fun and people like teaching you the swear words because it's funny hearing people say it in their own accent. And also it's quite handy to know when you're being insulted.
Yeah.
And then we can catch, you know, what did you just say to me?
Did you say to me? Right, you outside now, I'm going to fucking do you, mate.
Except you don't, because you're in another country and you want to keep your head down, if anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And be careful.
But a student in one of my classes recently did ask me to explain all the swear words to him. And I said, sorry, I don't have time, but I will do a podcast and you can listen to that. Right. But he asked me that because he'd been recently in Hammersmith. You know, there's like a dodgy area in Hammersmith.
It's called Hammersmith.
Yeah. There's a council estate there.
Ooh, he was a bit snobby.
He was near this council estate.
It's a rough area.
He was near this council estate, and some kids on the council estate were shouting and swearing at him, and he didn't understand
what they were saying.
I don't know. He didn't understand what they were saying.
They're probably saying, hello, mate. How you doing? You having a nice day?
I don't think so. So, yes, but you should listen to this episode if you want to know all the swear words in British English.
But I think we've got a good tradition of swearing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Swearing has a function. Imagine a language without swear words. It'd be pathetic. It'd be weak. I think they add richness and variety to our language and add, you know, meaning and passion to what we say and do. So
yeah,
I think
absolutely.
I'm a fan. Personally, I like swearing. You just have to know when to use it and when not to use it.
I agree. I think swearing can be a lot of fun. And then when I'm with you and our friends in the pub, we all will swear a lot. It can be really effective as a way of emphasising what you're saying.
Can we start swearing now? Have we got past the warning
stage? Well, I don't know. What I'm going to do is go through all the swear words step by step. We're going to start with the kind of least offensive ones. And we're going to build them up. And eventually we're going to get to like the most offensive. So we're going to start with the kind of the mildest words, and we're going to end with the strongest, rudest, and most taboo words, okay?
Go for it.
But I must remind you, do not swear, please. You shouldn't repeat these with, you know, in your classes or to your teacher or something like that. You must remember there are only certain situations when swearing is appropriate. And I was trying to think of what those situations
are. It's up to you to decide, that's the thing, but generally, in polite society, you try not to swear too much. But when you're friends with someone or you're having a joke or having fun, it's okay.
Yeah, I think also
you can be very dangerous. If you swear at someone in traffic, they may get very angry.
Yeah.
Get out of their car and try and beat you up.
Yeah.
So it's not to be used lightly.
It can really seriously offend people, and it can get you into a lot of trouble if you
swear.
We'd
like to say we're not responsible for any beatings or arguments or any kind of violent acts that may occur as a result of this language. That's us. That's our, disclaimer.
You should use swear words at your own risk.
At your own risk.
Yeah. I was thinking that they're quite appropriate on the football pitch.
It seems anything goes.
I think you can say anything.
Especially on the terraces. The first time I went to a football match, I heard words I had never heard before.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that seems to be the main place.
Football pitch.
Yeah.
Also, usually when you're with very close friends in the pub or something, then you can swear a lot and stuff like that. But anyway, so let's start. Now, I thought we'd start at the very beginning with kind of like not very offensive words. And it seems that these are words which used to be offensive, but they're not so offensive anymore.
Mm.
And for example, 50, 60, 70 years ago, these would have been genuinely really, really offensive words. And they tend to be religious, sort of Christian religious words.
Loosely.
So I'm talking about words like damn.
Damn you
to hell. Mm. To damn, what does it mean? Well, it's like when God basically decides that you should go to hell.
I can't think of a better description than that.
Damnation is when God basically sends you to hell, right?
It's quite a serious subject.
Yeah. Well, if you believe in all the religious stuff, then it's very serious. Yeah, the words, the meaning of these words often is very, very serious and so on. But the word damn isn't that offensive anymore.
Nowadays, you wouldn't have a problem saying that.
You'd say damn, like if you hit your nail, hit your thumb with a hammer, damn, damn it, or damn you to hell. Sometimes people say blast, but that's really old-fashioned. Hell, like, oh, hell.
Mm. No one really says that anymore.
Not really. Bloody.
I say bloody hell quite a lot. Oh, bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
But normally when, like, you know, your email's... Oh, bloody hell, my bloody email's not working.
Yeah. My bloody computer's broken again. Oh, bloody
it's
hell.
It's kind of thing you might say at work, because if you're at home, you probably swear more heavily than that. But when you're around people, yeah, like your boss, you could say, oh bloody hell, and that's okay. That's kind of okay.
Bloody hell. So that's not too bad. I would give bloody hell, whereas damn is like one star.
It's a one. Bloody hell would
bloody
be
hell
two.
Is like two stars. So bloody hell is two stars. Then we've got like bugger.
Oh, bugger off.
Oh, bugger. Oh, bugger it. Well, that means, bugger off.
That actually means sort of anal sex.
That's
it?
Actually...
That's what bugger means.
That is pretty offensive.
I'd give that a three.
Bugger is a three.
But it's very old-fashioned.
Yeah.
No one says, oh, bugger off. You think you're an old major or
just
something.
To clarify, bugger actually is a verb which means to have anal sex. Now, that actually is a very taboo subject, isn't it, really?
It is a bit.
It is. It's a very taboo subject. I think the meaning of the word is a lot more offensive than the actual word itself, because people say bugger quite a lot. It's, oh, bugger off.
I don't think they say it very much. I think it's really gone out of fashion.
Yeah, but it's not as rude as other words.
Right, what's next?
So that's about three. Bugger, bugger off, it's buggered. If something is buggered, it means it's broken. It's like my car is buggered.
Yeah, you might use that a bit more often.
Yeah. Sometimes you call someone a bugger. Are you daft, bugger?
It sounds like you're from the 50s.
But it's old-fashioned. Yeah, you stupid bugger. Then I thought we've got things like piss.
Cock, piss, Partridge.
Well, just piss.
That's an Alan Partridge thing.
That's a TV show.
Oh, piss off.
Piss off.
I think it's all how you say it as well.
Yeah.
If you say it really aggressively, oh, piss off, you could really offend someone.
Yeah, it depends on like the way you stress the word, oh, piss off. Yeah. Obviously, it's worse than piss off.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's a sort of slightly rude word. It's just
pretty
three
rude.
And a half, isn't it?
Three and a half?
To four.
You think it's more rude than bugger?
It's more often used. No one says bugger anymore.
It's more common.
I mean, like an old major from the war, Second World War, might say, oh, bugger.
Oh, bugger.
But it's unlikely he's going to say, oh, piss.
Yeah. I think of the words that we've dealt with so far, I would say, oh, bloody hell, and piss off are the most common.
Yeah, and the rest of them are too old-fashioned.
Yeah. So piss is actually urine, right?
Yeah.
It's urine. And so you can piss is a verb. To piss means to urinate. But piss is also a noun. It means urine. And you can also say piss off, which means go away. So if I'm annoyed with you, I'll piss off.
Yeah. Or you can say I'm pissed off, which actually means
I'm annoyed,
upset, or annoyed.
I'm angry.
I'm really pissed off. You know, with
I'm really pissed off with my computer. It's so slow.
Yeah. Or I'm pissed off with the Tory government because they want to build a £60 million yacht and give it to the Queen for a birthday. Yeah, that's actually true.
It really pisses me off.
It really pisses me off how out of touch these Conservatives are.
So to be pissed off is an adjective and it means to be angry or annoyed. And you can say that pisses me off. That makes me annoyed or angry, all right? You can also say it's pissing it down outside. It's absolutely pissing it down.
Yeah, that's very common.
Yeah, and that means it's
what's
raining.
The weather like? Pissing it down, mate. Pissing it down.
Absolutely pissing it down, which means it's raining heavily. It's pissing it down. And you can say, oh, what a pisser.
Yeah.
What a pisser.
I missed my last train. I had to get a taxi. It cost me £60. What a pisser.
Yeah. And a pisser is a really annoying thing, right? So what a pisser. Then I've got, after that, sod. Sod off. You stupid
well, that's
sod.
Abbreviation of sodomy, which is again anal sex.
Buggery, same meaning.
Sod off, mate. Sod off. It's
you
a bit old fashioned.
Sod. It's a bit old fashioned, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's maybe a bit cockney. Sod off, you wanker. So sod sodomy is anal sex again. I told you it would be rude. I warned you.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there going, what are they talking about? Anal sex.
This is disgusting. I expect.
Maybe we've got another situation.
Come on, we've got a lot of words.
Yeah,
to
okay, we've got loads of words. All right, so sod, sod off, sod it, arse.
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 There's a good sketch. If you type into YouTube, the Fast Show, arse, you will find the clip.
That's a comedy sketch from a TV show.
And all it is basically a farmer bloke just saying, arse.
Yeah. For some reason, that's funny.
Funny.
I don't know why. That's
who,
funny.
Who can quantify that?
I'll put a link to that on the webpage.
Arse.
So anyway, arse. In America, that's ass.
Ass.
And we say arse.
But we say arse. I think arse sounds a lot better. Ass sounds a bit, you asshole.
And your arse, of course, is your bottom, your behind, your
derriere.
Your bum. And the other one is like you'd say, "Oh, you stupid ass," Or you arse.
Oh, you really arse that up.
Yeah. To arse something up is to make a mess of something, to fail it. So you really arsed that up.
It's quite a good one, that, isn't it? Mm. Oh, you really arsed that up, mate.
No, yeah. I had a presentation to do in front of my boss, and I really arsed it up.
I played the wrong tape, and, you know, pornography came on.
Really,
that would be worse than arsing up.
Anyway. Move. Another word is arsehole. You fucking arsehole.
I think it sounds better with the English British accent.
You arsehole.
Asshole
is American.
It's used a lot in American films, isn't it? Like, you asshole.
You freaking asshole.
You asshole. But arse, we've got arse. We've got more arse.
You arsehole. You absolute arsehole. I can't believe you did that, you arsehole. You know, it's really.
That's quite rude,
powerful.
Isn't it? I'd say that's a 5 or a 6.
Wait a minute. Piss was 3.5, so you stupid arsehole, that's got to be 4. I'm going to go with 4. Right? Arsehole is 4. Then prick, you prick.
I quite like that one. I mean, that just means penis.
A prick is a penis, yeah. You stupid prick.
What we should probably get onto is a lot, it seems to be, from what we've worked out, the offensiveness of the word is down to not what it means, but how it sounds. So, say, willy is another slang word for penis. Now, you silly willy doesn't sound very rude at all, and no one would be offended by that. Yeah. But if you said, you stupid prick, just the sound of it, so aggressive, it kind of carries that aggression.
That's true. The meaning itself, I mean, a penis is quite rude. I mean, it is quite rude, a penis.
Mine certainly is.
But a penis is quite rude, but there's several words for a penis, like the word willy is like the word that a child would use.
A child's word,
but if you, an adult, you might say prick, you prick.
Or you dick.
So, a dick, is the other one. You stupid dick.
But I think it's how it sounds, is where the sort of, the feeling comes
What
from.
You're saying is that these rude words have got a kind of a plosive sound, like dick, or prick. They've got a violent, plosive kind of sound.
It's kind of aggressive and violent,
You
fucking prick.
Yeah,
it's got a real snap to it.
It's a plosive.
Yeah,
prick.
Is that what it's called? Plosive.
Yeah, plosive.
Not explosive.
No,
just plosive.
Plosive. Oh, right. Dick, prick, dick. Yeah, exactly. Also, we have things like dickhead.
Have you got dickhead? That's a good one. That's a commonly. And you don't really pronounce the H. You just go, you fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
You complete dickhead.
A dickhead is an idiot, basically.
Yeah.
You stupid dickhead.
And that's quite rude.
That's more rude than prick, isn't it?
It's,
you prick.
It's
you
quite
dickhead.
It's quite sort of putting someone down quite a long way, isn't it? If you call someone a dickhead, it's not like you're scared of them. You're really, like, above them.
It's really quite nasty thing to say to someone.
Yeah, you dickhead. If someone said that to you, you'd be quite hurt.
I reckon if I was playing football and someone passed me the ball and I missed the goal and someone said, "You dickhead!" I'd feel really bad.
You'd feel hurt, wouldn't you?
I'd cry, maybe. I'd go home and I'd cry.
Is this bringing back memories of school?
No, it's not much. No.
we'll talk about that later.
Maybe a little bit.
We'll discuss that in another session.
Yeah. Okay, so dickhead. Then I thought I'd raise the stakes a little bit. Oh, well, I've got twat. You twat.
Twat. That's a good word.
Twat
like
is a very common word.
It means
it's a vagina.
A vagina. A fanny.
Vagina.
Well, the fanny in American is your ass, isn't it? But
anyway
let's
mind.
Not get into
never
that. But so, twat, that's a really good one.
You stupid twat.
You twat.
You dickhead. You twat. You're such a fucking twat.
Thanks.
No, you shouldn't say that.
I don't think I deserved that.
No, I didn't mean it.
I was being sarcastic.
So a twat is a vagina and, obviously the body part.
If you're talking about, let's not go into it.
It's a body, but now, the early swear words that we said in this list, like damn and blast, they were religious swear words. Also, you can say things like, oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus, or Christ, or for Christ's sake.
And that's kind of offensive to some people, because you're actually invoking Jesus Christ there.
Yeah.
Which is something you should only do at the end of the Wicker Man.
Yeah, never mind.
When you're
mind,
being
never
put
mind,
into
yeah.
a massive wicker man and set on fire by pagans. That's the only time you should legitimately
talking
say
about,
Jesus
you're
Christ.
You're talking about a movie which no one will have seen, probably. But anyway.
Wicker Man. Look up the end of the Wicker Man.
Actually, have you seen that video? There's a brilliant video of a man in Richmond Park. It's fantastic. You might say, let me explain it. It's Fenton.
And I thought it was Benson.
It's Fenton. And it's basically the situation is there's a lovely video in Richmond Park, which is a very nice big park in South London, and there are deer in Richmond Park. We talked about deer in our last conversation, you know.
What do you call Bambi.
What do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. There's loads of deer, so someone's videoing the deer in the park. And then you hear, in the distance, someone going, Fenton! 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 And you realise that it's a man shouting at his dog. And slowly you see all these deer running away, and then a little dog running after the deer, and there's a man chasing after the dog going, Fenton! Oh, Jesus Christ! Yeah. Oh, Christ! Fenton!
That is the best use of Jesus Christ I've ever heard.
I'll put the Fenton video onto the webpage. It's so funny.
But the thing is about that video, I reckon the deer were more spooked by him running, screaming.
By the dog. Oh, Christ!
They can probably deal with a dog yapping around them, these deer.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was him, like, making all this noise that was the scary thing.
Yeah.
And the deer panicked. And it's actually quite dangerous because they run over a main road or a small road.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, a very peaceful day. And then suddenly this guy running through the field. Fenton! Oh, Jesus Christ! Fenton! It's fantastic. So anyway, we were talking about the word twat, which is another, which is like the word idiot, basically. You stupid twat is an idiot. It's pretty offensive.
Yeah, I think I'd say that's six.
We're only on four at the moment. I think that's more offensive than dickhead. Twat, I think it is.
Yeah, I think a five at least.
Twat is about a five, because it's the connotation of it meaning... I think a vagina is more offensive than a penis.
Ooh, that's issues.
But I just think that they are, because the vagina swear words are more offensive than the penis swear words. Dick, prick, and cock. And then you've got, for the vagina ones, twat, and then the C word, which we're going to come to later on. Right? I think that very funny. The vagina words are more offensive, in my opinion. Anyway, so that's twat, you stupid twat.
That's debatable, but yeah. We can come to that later.
Where else are we? So then we've got...
I can see my favourite one of the lot.
Wait a minute. We were talking about the fact that swear words, offensive words, used to be religious, and now it seems they're either sexual or about the body. So we're definitely in the sexual body rude words here. And the next word is bollocks. Now, you talked about bollocks last time, and you talked about the Sex Pistols, because they had an album called Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex
Pistols. And it's in big writing on the front of the album. Some people said it was offensive and tried to have it banned. Mm. It went to court from, I don't know who was taking them to court, I guess the Obscene Publications Act. I don't know who was trying to say. Yeah. Or maybe it was the record shops that tried, I don't know, who the hell knows who took them to court. But anyway, they won, because it's a legitimate word. It's in the English language, and it was proven not to be just a gratuitous swear word, but an Anglo-Saxon word for balls.
So bollocks is testicles, and it's a very old word. And isn't, like, Chaucer, didn't he use it, or Shakespeare or something?
Shakespeare, I don't know. We should check this.
It's really old.
We shouldn't just say these things without checking.
But just, anyway.
You can do your own research on
fact
that.
Fact is, it's a very old word which has been used for a long time. But it's a rude word. It's a very
offensive
word.
It's a good one
word.
When you'd, like, drop something. Oh, bollocks.
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks. It's just such a good sound to it.
Yeah.
Like, bollocks!
Bollocks!
Oh, no! Bollocks!
But also, you can say bollocks to mean bullshit. Like, if you say something like, yeah, I've got a big Ferrari outside, yeah, bollocks.
Bollocks.
That's bollocks, mate.
Bollocks, mate.
Bollocks, have you got a Ferrari?
And also, where the name, never mind the bollocks, here's a Sex Pistol. Steve Jones, the guitarist, said it was something he used to hear around the market traders around his area.
Yeah.
When someone said something they didn't agree with, they'd go, never mind that bollocks, never mind the bollocks. Yeah. Never mind that bollocks. Like, as in,
never mind that nonsense.
Forget that rubbish. Yeah. You know, forget that rubbish.
Okay. So bollocks, though, means testicles, and it can be used as a way of expressing anger. Oh, bollocks. And it can be used as a way of expressing the fact that you think someone is saying something stupid. Wait a minute. Yeah. That's bollocks, mate. I don't believe you. And also it means nonsense. Never mind that bollocks. So it means nonsense. And in America, the equivalent would be bullshit. That's a load of bullshit, whereas we'd say that's a load of bollocks.
Yeah, but I think it's best used when you make a mistake yourself.
Oh, bollocks.
And maybe you're doing the painting and you kick the can of paint and it goes all over your floor. You go, oh, bollocks!
Oh, bollocks! bollocks.
That's the kind of the best use of it.
Now, if you say that's bollocks, that means that's nonsense, that's bullshit. Mm. But if you say that's the bollocks, that means it's brilliant.
Very interesting point. Yeah, that's the bollocks. It's a bit like saying that's shit and that's the shit.
Yeah, we're going to come to that in a moment.
Yeah, but that's the bollocks. It's not used very often.
Because it means
what about the dog's bollocks?
That's the dog's bollocks, yeah.
Who knows where that one came from?
Yeah,
makes no sense.
Basically, if you say that's the dog's bollocks, then you mean that's brilliant. That's the best. So if
you probably wouldn't use it about food, though, would you? You wouldn't say, I tell you what, those Italian meatballs, they are the dog's bollocks. Because that's confusing.
You wouldn't say, this sushi is the dog's bollocks.
No, because that would be absolutely disgusting.
These Korean meatballs are the dog's bollocks. Literally.
Oh,
no, you'd say certain things that are brilliant, you can describe them as the dog's bollocks, but not food.
I'll tell you what, the first four Black Sabbath albums are the dog's bollocks.
Black Sabbath, a rock band, brilliant.
From Birmingham.
So the bollocks, and I think bollocks is a little more offensive than twat. Maybe it's similar, but I think bollocks is more offensive than twat. The dog's bollocks, that's a load of bollocks. Balls, it's not too offensive. That's a bit like prick or something. Balls means your gonads, your nuts.
It's not used that often,
your
is it?
Your testicles.
Really?
Balls.
Oh,
no.
Balls. It's quite posh, actually. It sounds quite posh, doesn't it?
It's a bit old-fashioned.
Oh, balls.
Balls to that. Let's open another bottle of wine. gonads, nuts, that kind of thing. Cock. Did I mention that?
Cock?
You stupid cock.
Cock it. No one says that.
No. Cock is obviously penis, we've mentioned that. But I find that students say the word cock sometimes without realising it. Like, it's also the word for a chicken, isn't it? A cock.
Well, there's that, I think it's sort of Chinese cock soup. Have you seen it?
No.
Called cock flavoured soup. You get it in a lot of Chinese supermarkets. And that bus is hilarious. Don't ask me, we're very immature people.
Cock flavoured soup.
Yeah, cock flavoured soup. That's
with Korean meatballs.
But the cock flavoured soup.
Dog's bollocks.
To us, it's like endlessly funny.
Yeah.
We're just sad people.
Cock flavoured soup. And they need
look
chicken.
Out for it.
Chicken
look out flavored. For it. But yeah, that's. It's another word for a chicken.
Also, I often hear students saying things like, I'm a cock in a kitchen. And they mean I'm a cook. In a kitchen.
Yeah, funny.
So, bell end. You bell end.
That's
you stupid bell end.
What, are you going to describe that?
Do you want to explain? I'll explain what a bell end is.
All right, go on then.
The bell end is the glans area of the penis. So, otherwise known as the helmet. So it's the part of the penis on the top that looks a bit like a helmet.
Probably
like
on an erect penis,
maybe.
More than a flaccid one.
That's called the bell end. It's like, it's a bit like a bell. You stupid bell end.
It's underused, that one, isn't it? I'd say that should be used more often.
It's a good swear word, that you fucking bell end.
He's a total bell end, man.
Yeah,
don't employ that guy. He is a bell end.
A bell end is like the...
A bit of an idiot.
An idiot, yeah. Then I've got you bastard.
Yeah, well, that means, you know, in old-fashioned language, it means...
Child with no father.
Child with no father, I suppose.
Right? That's what it used to mean. An illegitimate child or a child who was born when the parents were not married.
But that used to be a really serious taboo.
It was terrible,
and I suppose it still is in some places, but it's becoming less of a taboo as marriage is... You know, a lot of people have now...
But
have single parents or whatever. It's not as big a taboo as it used to be.
It's
still a pretty rude word, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. If bollocks is a number five, I think bastard is about the same. I think it's about a number five as well.
Yeah.
You bastard. And nowadays we use the word bastard to mean a horrible, nasty person.
So utter bastard, Rick. It's Vivian from The Young Ones.
Another TV show that most of the listeners won't know about.
You utter bastard. Bastard.
That's from a TV show called The Young Ones.
The Young Ones.
And we grew up as children watching that show, and it was, like, really exciting to watch it.
It's like the first punk rock comedy, really. Yeah. Even though it wasn't really about punk, it had that attitude to it.
Yeah, bastard. Anyway. You bastard.
You utter bastard, Rick.
Now, if you're from the
South... I'm going to take your head off with a cricket bat.
No one's going to know that reference. If you go... if you're in the south of England, people will say bastard. If you're in the north of England, they'd say bastard.
That's true. We should point out
stupid bastard.
We've got London kind of fairly middle class accents, I suppose, and not everyone speaks like us. Everyone, you know, if you go up north, I'd say, you fucking bastard.
You fucking bastard. What have you done, you fucking bastard? What are you doing?
And we haven't even covered Scotland. I mean, they're probably the best swearers in the world, wouldn't you say? The Scottish?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
if you watch a programme like The Thick of It.
The Thick of It and Malcolm Tucker.
Yeah. Again,
Answer that question, you fat fuck.
We shouldn't talk about TV shows too much because honestly, people don't know them, so we shouldn't talk about those things. So,
but we could link to some of these.
Yeah, I will put links to videos on this page and you'll be able to see people swearing really well. Oh, I forgot about tosser. Tosser.
It's just a funny word, isn't it?
And it means someone who masturbates. The masturbate.
So in a way, we're all tossers, aren't we?
Speak for yourself. I think more offensive than tosser is wanker. You wanker.
You wanker.
So a wanker or a tosser is again a nasty person.
All right, wanker.
Yeah, it's like a nasty, horrible person.
It's a sort of snidey.
Yeah,
you wanker.
You stupid wanker.
You little wanker.
Yeah. So a wanker, tosser, and to wank means to masturbate, and that's what someone does when they please themselves sexually.
But wouldn't you say
on their own?
Some of these words
wank.
Work aimed at men, and you wouldn't call a woman a wanker?
Yeah, it's
would
true.
You?
It's true. It's true.
It's funny, and you wouldn't call a woman a bellend.
Well,
you might.
Let's go into that in a minute. I'm going to note that down. Things you would say to a man and things you would say to women. But now I just want
you
to.
Wouldn't,
I want to carry on going through the list, and we'll deal with things like the situations that you'd use these words in a bit.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right. So we've done wanker. We've done tosser. Cocksucker.
Very American.
Fucking cocksucker.
Very American.
Peckerhead. these are all, I must say that these swear words that we're explaining are all really British English ones. I'm not talking about American swear words because I'm not American.
Yeah, and they're very good at it. We're not putting down the Americans.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
I mean, Samuel L. Jackson, a masterclass in swearing.
I love American swearing.
It's just a different feel somehow.
I love American swearing, but I just feel like we are not experts on American swearing.
Yeah, we're not going to claim to represent America because we don't live there.
Something like cocksucker is really American. You fucking cocksucker, man! You peckerhead! Although I don't think people say peckerhead anymore. But anyway, cocksucker, it's quite clear what that means, I think. So we're going to move up to another level now and just bring it into shit. Shit, okay?
This is a kind of first one of the swear words that you'd have a true. I don't know, they're all pretty offensive. But there's something, it is stepping up a level, I don't know why.
I think this is like at least six, level six, maybe level seven. So shit is in
you
the
top. You could probably say all of these others if you're fairly relaxed.
On.
No, but in a fairly relaxed work environment, you could probably get away with all the earlier ones.
Mm.
Wouldn't you say?
Mm.
Depends how you say it. But as soon as you step up to shit, although. Shit's not really that offensive anymore, is it?
Yeah, but basically, shit. I think shit is in the top three or top four swear words.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Just go with it, okay? Mm. So, obviously, the word shit as a noun, we all know, means poo, feces, the brown, smelly stuff that comes out of your arse. That is shit, right? We all do it. We all have to do it every day. That's shit, okay? So, but the noun shit, but also the shit can be a verb. I'm going to go and shit.
I'm going to take a shit.
Take a shit, have a shit, do a shit, or just shit in the toilet. Shit yourself, for example. It would be if you do a poo in your own pants. Lovely, isn't it? I told you, again, I warned all the listeners, didn't I?
Disgusting image, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? But I warned everyone.
Oh, fucking shit myself. Oh, bollocks. Oh, I had that fucking curry last night and it's gone right through me. I've just shit me pants.
Oh, I've shit me pants. Oh, fucking hell.
I think it's rude because it's just such a disgusting image. It's such a horrible word.
Really horrible.
And it's that aggressive sound again.
Shit. Yeah, it's an aggressive-sounding word. So, shit. Again, you can say, that's shit, means that's really bad. What do you think of the movie? Oh, it was shit.
Oh, it was shit.
But again, you can say, that's shit, means that's really bad, and that's the shit, means that's brilliant.
Yeah, I never really understood that.
Don't know why. Yeah,
that's the shit.
That's just the shit.
It's quite literally the shit.
To have a shit, to have the shits. If you have the shits, it means you've got diarrhoea. Right?
Eating those Korean meatballs.
Yeah. You can also say, are you shitting me?
No one would say that.
All right. I think they would.
Are you shitting me?
Are you shitting me? It's American.
It's American.
And it means, are you lying to me? Are you shitting me? Are you lying? I shit you not. It's quite British.
No one says that.
They do. I shit you not, mate. I shit you not means I'm not lying to you. Right?
Okay.
You shithead.
Yeah, that's quite a good one. There's a card game very popular with students called Shithead.
Yeah,
very, very boring. It's game. If anyone says, hey guys, should we have a quick game of Shithead, just make your excuses and leave, go down the pub. Because Shithead is the most boring game ever devised by man or woman.
It's not true. It's quite a good game.
It's fucking rubbish because there's a formula to it. You can play it with your eyes closed because well, without thinking, there's an exact formula to that game. There's no skill whatsoever.
Right, just
I hate the game Shithead. It reminds me of really boring students.
You're a shithead. Anyway, so Shithead, shit face, you fucking shit face. Or I'm shit faced.
I like that one. I was absolutely shit faced, mate. I tell you what, I went out, had an all day session, started at lunchtime, I had 12 pints of Guinness, I was shit faced.
Alright, just let's slow down a little bit. Slow down.
I'm just scared putting it in context.
It's good, but I want to just slow it down a bit. So let's go back to shit face. That's like shithead. Like, you know, piss off, shithead.
No one really says that.
But shit-faced, as an adjective, that means that you were really drunk.
Yeah.
Right? I was absolutely shit-faced. What else we got? Shitty. This is a shitty restaurant.
Yeah, this is a really shitty hotel.
Oh, I forgot about crap. I completely forgot about crap. Crap is basically the same as shit, but it's less offensive.
Yeah, and it describes something being a bit rubbish, doesn't it?
Really bad. Like, oh, that was a crap film.
What's that restaurant like? It's a bit crap.
Yeah, did you enjoy the movie? No, I thought it was a bit crap, to be
honest. It's quite a weak word, but it implies a weak thing.
Yeah.
So if you say,
he's really crap in bed.
Yeah, oh, ouch, that would hurt. If someone said, what's he like in bed? No, pretty crap. So it sort of implies
weak and bad.
Just bad.
So crap.
Poor quality.
Crap is like shit, but like less offensive and a bit weaker. So crap, shit, shithead. And didn't crap actually come from the name of the man who invented the toilet?
Thomas Crapper.
So Sir Thomas Crapper.
Sir Thomas Crapper. He invented the toilet.
Flushing toilet.
What was it? It was called something else, though, wasn't
Crapper.
It
was called the Crapper.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so that shouldn't really be offensive at all. It's just a man's name.
Yeah.
But it's just the associations, again, that's what makes it rude, is the sound, crap, and the association.
That it means shit.
Yeah.
Shit as a verb, the past participle is shat, so it's like shit, shat, shat. I was shit scared. If you're really, really scared,
that's used quite often.
Yeah. If you're really scared, you can say that you're shit scared.
Or I was shitting myself.
Yeah, you know, I was absolutely shitting it.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I was at this house. I'm trying to think of a scenario.
No,
I was walking through the park and the lights went out. And I heard some noises in the bushes. I was shitting myself.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean literally shitting yourself. It just means you were very scared.
Very scared. I was shitting myself. I was shit scared. And then if you don't care about something, you can say, I just don't give a shit.
Mm.
I don't give a shit about that at all. You don't give a shit, do you? It means you don't care.
You don't give a shit about this relationship, do you?
You don't give a shit. You don't give a shit about me, do you? Do you? Fucking Darren, you bastard. You don't give a shit about me or the kids. All you care about is fucking drinking.
Right? That's like EastEnders. That's an average episode of EastEnders. Yeah.
How about when the shit hits the fan?
When the shit goes down, you better be ready.
You better be ready.
Okay. When the shit goes down, you better be ready.
Stop doing this. Because
Cypress Hill
is like a rap group you might have heard of. I don't know. Anyway, when the shit hits the fan, that's when the situation gets really serious. When the shit hits the fan. You can imagine what would happen if the shit hit a fan.
I'm just trying. Oh, my God. Oh, disgusting. Do you kind of visualise a ceiling fan?
No, I'm not visualising anything.
Or more of a desk fan.
A desk fan
would be easier, wouldn't it? Yeah. But a ceiling fan would be probably worse. Anyway. You have to throw it up first. But the ceiling fan would be going slower.
Yeah.
So I think a desk fan would be... If it got through the grill thing at the front, you might have to shove it through there with your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's when the shit hits the fan, you freak. So next is... everyone's favourite swear word next, and I think it's more offensive. So if shit was like, well, how many stars are we on now? Shit's about 8, right?
Whoa.
We did level 7.
We did level 7 already. I'd put shit at 6.
Okay, shit's at 6 then.
So then again, if they brought out an album called Nevermind the Shit, Here's the Bollocks, or Here's the Sex Pistols, it wouldn't have made it, would it? No.
So I think shit is number 7. I'll go with that, just for the sake of... Level 7. And then, so level 8, of course, is fuck, right? And fuck is one of the most versatile words in the English language. It's a brilliant word. You can use fuck in almost any situation... And
almost anywhere in the sentence.
Yes, it's brilliant. Like, basically, first of all, fuck is a verb which means to have sex with someone. To fuck someone means to have sex with them. It's transitive or intransitive. It could be passive. To be fucked by someone. So to fuck someone or to be fucked by someone. Fuck is also an exclamation that you use when you are angry or surprised or shocked. Oh, fuck! You know, or if you drop something on the floor, fuck, like that, if you're angry. We'd say fuck off, which means go away, like piss off. Fuck off. It's brilliant.
I had a band split up once because we were having a band argument, and this guy, he was Greek, and I don't think he was used to the sort of English sweariness of our culture.
Yeah.
And he said, "You didn't come in at the right time because I'm a drummer."
Mm. Obviously, wait. So you were in a band.
I was in a band. I was playing drums. We were in band practice.
Just hold on a sec.
We were arguing about the gig that had happened the previous week.
You were arguing in the rehearsal studio.
Yes.
And he said to you, "You didn't come in on time, so you didn't start playing at the right time."
And I said, "Fuck off." I came in with the bass player. You weren't paying attention. You were in your own little world playing your guitar.
Yeah.
And because I said fuck off, he just couldn't handle it and he got very upset.
He
left the band. I was right.
You can't just say fuck off to someone.
Yeah, but I'm saying amongst friends you can probably.
But he obviously wasn't your friend.
No,
right?
He was a dickhead.
Good. I'm glad he fucked off then.
He wasn't very good at guitar either, to be honest.
Prick.
What a prick.
So anyway, fuck off.
Yeah, so fuck off. And you can say it anyway. You can say, oh, for fuck's sake.
Alright, we're coming to that.
Fuck you.
Wait. Fuck you is good. Fuck you. It's like saying, it's just really a direct offensive thing to say to someone. Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Imagine if your boss said to you, "Look, James, I know that you've been with the company for 10 years now. You've worked very hard for us, but I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go, so I'm afraid you're fired. So just go and get your things, and I'd like you to be out with your desk clear by 5:00.
Right, well, fuck you. I think a better way of telling that story would be, "Hi, Luke, you've been with the company for a while. I've noticed just a tiny little thing. Sometimes when you... make the tea, you leave the tea bag on the side of the sink. Would you mind just popping that in the bin when you do that?"
Oh, fuck off. you think that I'm going to clear up some fucking little tea bag just to satisfy you, you fucking prick. Fuck you. And fuck off, right?
Fuck you and your fucking job.
You can take your tea bag and stuff it up your fucking arse.
And fuck off for nothing while you're doing it.
Yeah. Okay, so very versatile.
I like these little scenarios. I like this role play.
Shut the fuck up, will you?
You shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
That's
interesting because
fuck up.
Wait, that's in Northern Ireland that they say that. Fuck up, you fucker. Right. Anyway. There you've got shut up, but we've added the fuck, and that's quite good because you can say you can use the fuck in any WH question. What the fuck are you doing? Where the fuck are you? Who the fuck is this?
What the fuck is going on here?
Fuck, where the fuck am I? Who the fuck is the president? What the fuck is going on? Right? So the fuck, what the fuck, who the fuck?
You can also just chuck it in anywhere in a sentence. So if you said, where's the fucking controller? Or fucking, where's my controller?
Yeah.
Or what the fucking fuck? Or you could say, fucking fuck off.
Fucking fuck off, you fucking fuck. Fuck you. So that's fucking, the ing form.
There will be more swearing.
Yeah, there will be some more swearing. It's going to get more offensive, okay? If you think this is offensive, you ain't seen nothing yet. We've got to hurry up.
You ain't fucking seen any fucking... we're
48
on,
minutes.
We've all only right. got about 12 minutes left.
Okay, alright, so you can put fucking anywhere in the sentence, and usually it just emphasises, so, I don't fucking care what you fucking do, or fucking, what are we going to fucking do now, you fucking idiot, right? But sometimes it can affect the meaning, so compare these two sentences. What are you fucking doing in my bed? Yeah, what are you fucking doing in my bed? And, what are you doing fucking in my bed?
Totally different.
Yeah? So what are you fucking doing in my bed? It means, why are you in my bed? And what are you doing fucking in my bed? That means that you're having sex in my bed. Why are you
hopefully
having sex?
Hopefully with someone else. It'd be a bit late in the process to be asking that question.
Yeah, okay, all right. And then you can say, shut the fuck up. Fucking hell. I am fucked off. I'm really fucked off with my job.
Massively fucked off.
And that means I'm really angry.
I can't be fucked with this, to be honest.
No.
No, I'm serious. I'm just going to go.
Fuck you. Fuck off.
Fuck you.
So what the fuck? No fucking way.
No fucking way.
Yeah, and also...
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's American, right? You gotta be fucking kidding me, man. and then you can actually... Then what I love about the word fucking is that you can put it into the middle of other words. So you can say, that's unfucking believable.
That's a good one.
Unfucking believable.
Unfucking believable.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Right? Abso-fucking-lutely. And that's absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely, mate. And unbelievable becomes unfucking believable.
That's quite common.
I love that. Yeah. Fuck you. You fuck. You fucker.
You fuck. You fuck! You fuck!
Like Robert De Niro.
You're gonna pay me, you fuck!
You're gonna pay me, you're gonna fucking pay me!
You're gonna be fucking pay me, you degenerate fuck!
If you've ever seen a movie with Robert De Niro as a gangster, he will often say things like, yo, you're gonna fucking pay me! Now you're gonna fucking pay me, you fuck! Fuck you! Fuck you, you fuck! You fuck you! You're gonna fucking pay me, where's my fucking money? So that's like a kind of...
Wasn't that good?
It's a Robert De Niro impression.
He is available for voiceovers, children's parties, bar mitzvahs.
I'm available for children's parties, christenings, bar mitzvahs, weddings.
Funerals.
And funerals. Oh, for fuck's sake. And I don't give a fuck means I don't give a shit. I don't care. Right? And then, of course, you've got motherfucker.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. It's American English, really. Probably
not really used that much over here.
Motherfucker.
But Samuel L. Jackson does a good
motherfucker. So it's really kind of a black American thing.
It's kind of a black thing, isn't it?
Shit, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Yeah, I read, you know, Miles.
Yeah, motherfucker.
You know, Miles Davis? The jazz trumpet player. Brilliant.
Genius.
I read his book, and the whole book is written in that kind of language. So it's like, shit, I went down to the club, listened to some of that motherfucking jazz. That shit was all up in my motherfucking body, motherfucker. Shit. You know, that kind of thing.
Slightly less cliché.
That's a clichéd sort of black American accent or something. But shit, motherfucker. Motherfuck you, motherfucker. Shit.
Because we can't swear like a proper black American man can.
If you listen
we can just do a weak parody of it.
Listen to a comedian like Chris Rock. And yeah. he uses, motherfucker, shit! Motherfuck you, motherfucker, shit!
Or my favourite, Eazy-E from NWA.
Yeah.
He's probably one of the best swearers of all time.
Yeah, motherfucker! Brilliant. Fuck you, motherfucker! Bitch ass, motherfucker! And then, of course, the most offensive sexual swear word is the C word, cunt.
You fucking cunt.
You cunt. Now, a cunt is like a twat, it's a vagina, right? But this is the most offensive word. Well, it's not the most offensive word, but it, in terms of words that you might use, for example, on a football pitch, this is definitely the most offensive one. There are more offensive words than this.
Again, it's because of the sound, isn't it?
Cunt.
I mean, we were talking, just to go back to fuck, my theory on this is it's just the sound that makes it so aggressive. And that's why it's got that association, because of the aggression. So shag probably means the same thing as fuck, essentially,
shag,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
But if Austin Powers was going, hey, shagadelic, baby, then you think that was okay. But if he said fuckadelic...
Whoa. You're now referring to the movie Austin Powers, and his catchphrase is shagadelic.
Or fancy a shag, baby.
Shag is a word to mean have sex, right? But it's not very rude.
It's not just because of the sound, I think.
Shag.
I mean, I couldn't really sort of prove
maybe,
this, but I think it's...
fuck has got more
fuck.
Power to it, maybe.
Fuck off.
And cunt... Yeah. Has got like a particularly nasty sound.
It has. It means a really nasty person. If you call someone a cunt...
You cunt.
It's like they've really fucked you over somehow.
Really nasty person.
Really nasty word.
But the meaning of cunt is just vagina, and that meaning itself isn't that rude. I mean, it's not too rude, really.
What do you think the difference between calling a man a cunt and calling a woman a cunt? I think it's a lot more offensive to call a woman a cunt than a man.
It is. It is.
Because it's kind of alluding to their...
sexual organs.
Physicality, if that's the right word.
Their body.
If you said to a woman, you horrible cunt, that would be even more offensive.
Well,
it's not a nice word, is it?
I think using aggressive language against women is always more offensive, I think.
Yeah, true.
So cunt is a noun, and it's a vagina. But we use the word cunt to mean a nasty person, like a really nasty bad man.
You muggy little cunt.
You cunt.
And it sounds good in an East London accent, though. You fucking little cunt. Like, you come here, I'll fucking kill
you.
All right,
calm down, you cunt.
What about, I'll tell you what, the Football Factory, that's a good... if you want to watch some references to you little cunt.
Stop referring to movies and things. Well, I'll put some
links
onto the page. So, cunt, he's such a cunt, I feel like a cunt. Means I feel really bad.
I felt like a proper cunt.
I feel like a prize cunt.
Yeah. He left me high and dry without any fucking trousers on. I had to walk all the way home in my shorts, in my boxer shorts. I felt like a right cunt.
Cunt. You fucking cunt. That's probably that's the most offensive thing. You fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt. Are you cunting me off?
All right. If you listen to Derek and Clive, let's say you cunt, you fucking cunt.
You fucking little cunt. You fucking cunt.
All right, let's just stop that.
How many cunts can we get in on this podcast?
Let's just hold on.
Is this allowed?
Wait,
are you going to get pulled
off
the internet?
No, I'm not. No, just hold on, right?
I'm worried.
Just be quiet for a second, you fucker. Right, so now let's move into... at what I consider to be genuinely taboo, genuinely offensive, serious language, right? Now, all of the words that we've dealt with so far, they are rude and offensive, certainly, but not in the same way as the next set of words that we're going to talk about. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Those words will definitely get you into trouble, but they're not as bad as the next set of words that we're going to talk about now. And these are the really genuinely taboo words. These are the words that invoke some kind of racial hatred, sexuality hatred, or disability, all right? So... I think the most offensive words are the N-word in England, the P-word, right? So the N-word, you might know, is... I feel really uncomfortable saying this word, like genuinely really.
Maybe just say it once.
Okay, I'm going to say it just once because I don't like this word and I don't like saying it. As a white English guy, I don't think I can say this word. But anyway, I'm going to say it once, and it's the word nigger. Okay, now you might not consider that to be a particularly rude word, but the fact is... that on television, you could say fucking cunt on television. Now, you'd have to say it late at night, but you could say it and you'd be okay. If you were a comedian, you could say fucking cunt and you'd be all right. But if you, as a white comedian in England, if you say the N-word, that's the end of your career, really.
I'd say
if you say it in the wrong way.
It's, it's racial hatred, basically. Yeah. And it's the association of so much history.
Yes. Because of the way that black people were persecuted or enslaved by white Europeans. You can't really use the word nigger, actually.
You said you were only going to say it once.
I said it once, but...
It's a bit ridiculous saying the N-word. We might as well say it. I don't think I'd ever use it, personally.
There's an argument around...
Unless I was doing an impersonation of Eazy-E and I was pretending to be black or something.
There's an argument around...
That wouldn't be very cool, either.
There's an argument around the N-word, which is that that word can be owned by certain people. Now, in black America, in hip-hop, they use the N-word a lot. Right?
Yeah, hell of a lot.
They use it all the time. And that's, there's an argument which says that the black people have taken that word back so that it's not used against them anymore. They use it themselves. But whether you agree or disagree with that is another matter.
And I'd say over here, it's that is not really supported by many black people. I don't think I've ever heard a black guy calling another black guy that.
Yeah.
Except possibly as a joke, but
I don't think
it's not really used.
People in the UK don't really use the N word, and if you do, it's very, very offensive.
It's bad taste at best, and at worst, it's seriously offensive.
So all of those kind of racial words, but in the UK, the word "packy" is a really, really, really deeply offensive word, and it's "packy" is used. I remember at school, kids would call other kids "packy" if they had dark skin. "Packy" is actually short for Pakistani. But kids and people would use that word against anyone with dark skin, Indian, Asian, of any Asian origin, they'd be called Paki. And it was like Paki really just is short for Pakistani, just in the same way that Brit is short for British or Britain or something. But Paki is so much more offensive because that word was used to abuse people from Pakistan or India. That word was used when people, Pakistani people were being beaten up or attacked, having their shops or homes broken into and burned.
Like racist groups like the National Front,
really,
a British racist group. Used to write that on people's shops and things like that. It's a really offensive
word. Nasty, offensive word. Then there are other words that maybe could be used against gay people, like fag or faggot, homo, dyke.
I'd say they're less offensive.
Still pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Then against disability, you have words like spastic. That's like a sort of mentally disabled person.
But, I mean, that's an actual condition, but I think they've stopped using that word now to use that for that condition because it's association with, like, playground insult, isn't it?
Kids used to say stupid spastic, but that's very. We consider that kind of language to be very rude, and that's political.
It's also very childish,
isn't it? It's political correctness now we're talking about.
But it is rude. It's offensive for a reason because you're using a disability as an insult.
Yeah.
In a very flippant way.
Yeah. So. Something like spastic.
Some people would probably say we're being very right on and PC here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely an argument.
Definitely a lot of people would say we're being liberal, middle class pussies.
I think that's...
And a lot of people would say, what's wrong with using these words? You're being a middle class apologist.
Liberal. But nevertheless, I think...
But they're wrong, because they're dickheads.
I think it's my or our role as educators or teachers to explain what these words mean and to explain the fact that they do have a lot of power in them.
Yeah,
and
they
that you
still
shouldn't,
do.
You shouldn't use them carelessly. I think that political correctness really is about just being careful not to upset people.
Yeah, unnecessarily.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
And also not using humour as kind of in a... How do I say it? I mean, it's a whole other subject. Mm. British humour, or humour in general, it's kind of okay when you're the...
Subject.
You're the victim of the humour.
Yeah.
If you... I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Anyway.
But it's just hate, sort of making fun out of hatred.
Hate, using words as a way of hating groups in society, and that's genuinely really wrong and taboo.
I can feel how the atmosphere has changed already on this podcast,
don't you?
Because we're into uncomfortable territory.
Yeah, racism.
And that gives you an idea of how taboo and how unacceptable these words are in normal society.
So
we find it very hard to joke about words like
that's
this.
That's right, racist language.
Although in the past, words like this were a lot more common.
Yeah.
And it's only in the last 30 years...
Something like that.
...that people have really come to say, okay, this isn't acceptable anymore. But say, even 20, 30 years ago, you could have got away, or less, 20 years ago, you could have got away with saying some of these words.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them are still used. I mean, say if you said, I'm going for a chinky.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
I mean, I wouldn't say that. But
chinky means Chinese. Yeah. Anyway, I would say that you shouldn't use language to invoke racial hatred. Because that's like just...
It's not funny, is it?
Hatred of other people because of their ethnicity is just bang wrong, in my opinion. Right, so...
He has to say that, because in private, he's a total racist.
That's not true.
It's not true, obviously.
So, what was I going to say? I was going to say, I will write a list of all those words that we've just explained on the webpage, and you can see them written in all their glory. And but just briefly... Just to give you a little bit more information, we're going to talk about how to use some swear words, and we're talking about men and women, because I noted that down. So let's quickly deal with that. So first of all, you could use swear words. Most commonly, they would be used to express anger or pain. For example, if you hit your thumb with a hammer, right? Or if you drop something on your foot and you would say, damn, bastard, or bloody hell, bastard, bollocks, or shit, fuck. I think if I hit my... thumb with a hammer, I'd say, fuck, oh, fuck,
yeah,
fuck, that hurt.
It's also another thing about swearing, it's almost like a release valve of pressure.
Yeah.
So when you're very wound up, it almost helps to diffuse the anger by swearing.
Yeah.
Fucking fuck!
Yeah, all right.
And that stops you kind of almost like releasing steam, isn't it? Yeah. It's hard to explain.
We have words that say, go away, and that's piss off, bugger off, fuck off. Right?
Oh, fuck off.
It means go away, right? Piss off, bugger off, fuck off. And there are words we use to say that someone is an idiot or a bad person, like you cock, you prick, you bell end, you stupid shit, you fucking cunt. Now, for men...
Are you sure you're allowed to do this?
Yeah, of course I'm allowed to do it, yeah.
You're not. Podomatic aren't going to ban you.
No, they're not going to ban me. No.
Hey, Podomatic guys, just chill out. Yeah, this is educational. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm teaching people swear words. This is, I think, probably the only place on the internet that you can find such detailed explanation of how to swear in British English.
Candid. It's probably the best explanation of how to swear in the world.
Yeah, I think so. So briefly, I think you could use all of those expressions.
You're not going to find this on the BBC website.
No, you're not. You're certainly not. BBC Learning English.
Fuck you, BBC.
Yeah, fuck you.
You fucking squares, stiffs.
What does the BBC actually mean? Big bollocked cunts. That's what it means. Bloody bastard cocks.
Big bumbling... Yeah,
big
can't...
bloody cunts. Okay, right. So I think you can use most of that language to refer to men. You could probably use all that language to refer to men. But for women, it's probably like bitch. Is,
we know what that means. Female dog.
A slut.
Yeah, which slut means a loose woman. Someone who sleeps around a lot.
A slut is an easy woman. Now, in many languages, a bitch is also an easy woman, but it's not the case in English. In English, a bitch is a nasty woman, a horrible, bad woman.
But kind of like powerful, don't you think? Like a bitch would be like a female bastard.
Yeah, like horrible, a really nasty woman is a bitch.
Yeah,
right?
But someone that's kind of maybe got more power.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like,
but I think for me, a bitch is someone who talks about other women behind their backs. You know,
so like we're getting into slightly differences in the sexes here, aren't we?
Yeah. But for me, bitch is just someone who says really nasty things about another person.
You could apply that to a man as well.
Yeah.
If you said, "Oh, he was bitching about so and so,"
that's the verb to bitch about something. Mm. It means to complain or to talk about something. But it's. I think it's more offensive to swear about women than it is to swear against men.
If you call a woman a cunt. That's really nasty.
It's really awful.
That's really nasty stuff.
But if you call a man a cunt, it's quite normal, really.
Especially every day.
Especially if he's a cunt.
Yeah, he probably deserves it.
Right, I think we should wrap this up now.
Yeah, I think we should end on a sort of light note.
Yeah.
Somehow. Like comedy, swearing in comedy. Where do you stand on that?
I think it's great. Like, one of my favourite films is Withnail and I.
Yes.
Which is a very obscure British film that you've probably never, ever heard about. And one of the great things about it is the swearing. They swear in that.
And it's kind of very upper class creative sweary, isn't it? Can you think of some examples?
Monty, you terrible cunt!
Yeah, Monty, you terrible cunt. That's brilliant. Yeah. You don't hear that every day.
Yeah. I think I will post some videos on the webpage of examples of great swearing that you can enjoy. So I recommend that you check those out, watch the videos, enjoy them. Please do vote for Luke's English Podcast in the Macmillan Dictionary Awards, because let's face it, which of the other candidates in this award have done such a bold and such a detailed explanation of exactly how to say very rude words in English? No one else has done it.
Do you reckon all these words would be in that dictionary?
Yeah.
What, even cunt?
Yeah, of course cunt is in the dictionary. Of course it is.
Well, yeah, I knew that. I was just testing.
All of these words are in the dictionary. They're all genuine
and you
words.
Could win that fucking dictionary.
Yeah.
If you fucking can be fucking arsed to click a little fucking button on your fucking browser, you muggy little cunt.
whoa. All right.
That was just an example of how to swear effectively.
So you've been fucking listening to Luke's fucking English bloody podcast.
X-rated.
The X-rated fucking version. So thanks a lot to my brother.
I feel quite tired now. Honestly, I'm worn out after all that fucking swearing. I feel a bit sick. It's like eating too much pudding or something,
yeah,
isn't it?
I feel a bit bad.
It's swearing is best used effectively, simply, and not all the time.
I think it's just used, if you use it very rarely, only at certain occasions, that's when it's best used. But I expect that you feel sick, James. I feel a bit sick with all this swearing. I wonder if my listeners feel sick, so I think it's probably time to end this episode. Thanks very much for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Now fuck off. bye.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Luke's English Podcast.
Can't touch this.
This is
a masterpiece of the English language.
All righty then.
Just think of the accolades it's received over the years.
You.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
Ooh, this is going to be good.
Really?
Yes.
I want to get into it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Luke's English Podcast.
And this is Britain at its best.
Oh, you lucky people.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.